Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we have with us two amazing guests. We have Kirk Fletcher. He's a blues singer songwriter. He's about to release his new CD coming out on September 25th, and I love when they come to us and we get to play it before the album comes out, so I'm psyched about that. And we have also Paul Cruz, who runs the Palm Street, the creator, and he on the main board member, I'm guessing, I'm going to find out, of the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival. He created it, and it's fantastic. I believe it's for mostly unknowns, but we're going to get into that. So before we start, Lenny, I believe we have Kirk on the line, but before we start, I just want to say thank you to our sponsors, the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kentonville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Cheese for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer, West Hudson Publishing Company in Kearney, New Jersey, and Joey Max Hot Dog Trucking Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. They have the best hot dogs, and oral satisfaction is guaranteed. Mr. Fletcher, are you on the phone, sir?
Yes, I am.
How are you? Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it, and I'm so psyched for you. For your new release of My Blues Pathway, John was so kind to send over the album, and I really, really enjoyed it. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining us, really. And you actually, one of the tracks, No Place to Go, was released in July, right? Streaming?
Yeah.
People were able to download it? How'd it go? Everybody loved it? Because I know it's really good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I released that in July, and I was really excited about it. It seems like people, took a liking to it, so I was really happy about that and proud.
Yeah. Well, I just had this thought sitting here. It's got to suck in some way. You're releasing this brand-new album, and you can't even play it, like go out and promote it and play it live, you know? That's really got to suck. I just thought about that. I'm like, wow. Well, you know what? It's coming out the 25th, and you can't even go out and play it, play it live for people. And you know, when you play it live, that's the best time. So, my God, you know. But this is your This is a follow up to the 2018 album Hold On that received some pretty good acclaim, right? I mean, you got a Blues Award for it or nominated. I don't recall. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I got nominated for. I got nominated for a Blues Music Award for that, and I was really happy about that. You know.
Yeah. Right. That's great. Well, this album, you really wanted to dedicate a little more to the people who got you involved and just the love of blues. I mean, the way it makes you feel. I wanted to ask you though, what the first song you ever played when you were younger, when the first time you picked up the guitar, what was the first song that you played? Was it a blues song or was it something totally off the wall?
Oh, well, I grew up playing in my father's church, and California, Compton, California. So I would say it was probably some type of gospel song, some type of religious song, maybe like, you know, Amazing Grace, one of those
right.
songs.
Right.
You know.
Which could lead you down the path of the blues, and, you know. And
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, oh, my God, there's 14 tracks on this, or 10? 10.
10 tracks, yeah.
10. Now, you actually wrote down here for, well, in your bio, what the songs are about, and I love that. I've never done that with a bio, for me personally. But I chose tonight, I hope you don't mind, Heart So Heavy. I hope you like that one a lot.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one a lot.
No, you love them all. I know that. But I just hope you didn't mind that I picked that one instead of No Place to Go. Because I figure everybody's already heard No Place to Go. You know, everybody's already heard No Place to Go. So how old were you when you started playing professionally?
Professionally, I would say maybe about 13 or 14 professionally. I started playing guitar at maybe about 8 or 9 years old.
Really? That's young. And, wow.
Yeah, it was kind of like the only thing I can do or ever have done.
Well, what do you think you would have done if you weren't a musician?
Wow, that's a good question. Probably just, I would be some kind of a collector. I like to collect stuff.
like what kind of stuff?
Just
coin.
Old stuff. You know,
so
like
you
old
like,
stuff.
You, like,
stuff.
You like you what like those it? Shows. What's that show? The two guys that they go picking. Oh, God. American Pickers. Do you like that show?
Yeah, I would be totally that guy.
Yeah. So what do you have collected now? What do you have now that you've collected, or what are you collecting now? Do you collect guitars? I mean, what do you collect?
I collect records. I like to listen to records a lot, and old guitar player magazines, and like you know, different stuff like that. You know, just blues artifacts. You know, stuff like that.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
Right. Right. Oh, that's good. Yeah, it is fun to collect stuff. I have nowhere to put it, but that's why I don't collect.
Me neither.
Some would say I'm a hoarder to some degree. I never let things go, and nothing is worth a dime, you know. I got to ask you, who was your main influence with guitar playing, be it blues or just rock? R&B, anything.
Well,
who was your favorite guitar player?
Well, my first guitar hero was my older brother, Walter Fletcher, and I, you know, listened to him play in my father's church, and he was, you know, showed me so much, and just I would just watch him play a lot, you know. And then, you know, we had a lot of different. I started playing in the 80s, so, you know, we had a lot of heroes like B.B. King, Prince, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen, all of the, you know, usual suspects for 80s guitar, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a crazy question. You personally, and what do you think about people who really play the guitar? Since you mentioned the word Guitar Hero, do you think they actually play Guitar Hero with the video game? And have you?
I haven't played Guitar Hero. I haven't, just not because I wouldn't be into it. I just never got around to it.
Yeah, I just got curious about that when you said Guitar Hero. I wonder how many actual guitarists play Guitar Hero. You know, I don't know why. It just
that's a good question. Maybe I have to go and try and find it now.
Right. Oh, God. Well, I got to ask you, out of the songs on the CD, Ain't No Cure for the Downhearted, No Place to Go, Love is More Than a Word. I love that. I love them all, actually. Struggle for Grace, Rather Fight Than Switch, Heart So Heavy, Fattening Frogs for Snakes, and D is for Denny. I love that one, too. We're gonna tell people what that's about. And Place in the World Somewhere, and also Life Gave Me a Dirty Deal. Now, out of these, you know what? It's so crazy, Kirk. I don't write my questions down, so I had this question, and now I'm on to another one. I'm sorry. I have a little bit of ADD, so. here's my question. Out of all these songs, which ones are the covers? You have to help me on that, because I know you twisted them a bit, so I may not recognize them 100% to the original.
Well, the Life Gave Me a Dirty Deal is a cover, and also Fattening Frogs for Snakes, Place in This World Somewhere, Rather Fight Than Switch, and there might be one more. It's almost half and half, sort of.
Yeah, but they're all fabulous, and they're all you, which is great. You know, it's not like you went there and in a studio and just said, "Oh, well, let me just copy this." You know, it's full perfect. It's cool. You know, I love when somebody can take a song, and you know it, but they make it their own, and it sounds fabulous. And now, tell everybody about D is for Denny, because I know Denny had a lot to do with your musical influence. Can you tell us about D is for Denny, what that's about?
Yeah, well, that's dedicated to a guitar player who I listened to in the clubs when I was first starting to go out to clubs, when I was old enough to go out to clubs in California. And Denny Freeman is a Texas guitar player that played in bands with Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimmy Vaughan.
Mm-hmm.
He played with Bob Dylan and all these fantastic people. Well, he lived in California for a time. So right when I was able to go out to clubs and things, he was playing, you know, so I got to see him in person. And I would pick his brain about, you know, different records and just watch him play. And it just, you know, it was time to do a tribute to the man, Benny Freeman.
Right.
Fantastic.
Well, you were young when you met him. He must have loved that you were, you know, somewhat idolized him. I mean, and wanted to share so much information with you, which is fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's good to say, get the hell out of here, you know? Don't leave me alone, you know? But
totally.
He took the time. He knew you were talented, and,
yeah,
and he, you know, and you guys had a great relationship, which is fabulous, too. So I really I love the story on it. I do. I love the story on it. So I got to ask you, though, when you did do the July 21st release, what made you pick No Place to Go off the tracks?
You know, No Place to Go was written with a friend of mine, Richard Cousins, who's the bass player with Robert Cray. And he, you know, that song just had a story. You know, I felt like it was sort of a departure from your, you know, your regular blues song. And it kind of just done this whole story, you know. And I just really liked the story, and I was really just proud of it. Hopefully it was a little catchy, you know, kind of caught people, you know, in a different way, maybe, you know, just to shed Kirk Fletcher in a different light, maybe.
Right. That's very nice. Very nice. So now, if anybody wanted to, well, I usually mention this at the end of the interview, but where could folks go check out the digital release, and also, we could talk about this later also, but where can they get the CD and find out more about you?
Yes, well, my website is KirkFletcherBand.com, and also it has a link to all of my, you know, Instagram and Facebook and all that from my website. And also, you can get the record there, and you can also get it at Cleopatra Records off their website. And that'll be lead you right to it.
Right. Excellent. I'm so happy. Are you able to play anywhere or no? You're just releasing it and.
Well, actually, I live in Switzerland. I'm calling you from Switzerland. So
there are a few
shows that I can do. Yeah, a couple.
I didn't know that. Your number's not a Switzerland number. So I was like, I thought you'd call me from L.A.
Yeah, I still have a L.A. number, but live in Switzerland.
Oh, my God. What time is it there?
Oh, it's like 2:15 in the morning.
Oh, Jesus. I am so sorry. Oh my God, I'm keeping you up on a Wednesday night at 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No
well, thank
problem.
You.
I'm happy to
thank
do
you
it.
For staying up for me. I appreciate it because it's an absolute pleasure to speak with you. I am so happy to have you today. And I would like for everybody to hear the song. Are you ready? I'd love to play it.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, guys. This is one of the tracks off of, off of his new release, My Blues Pathway, Kirk Fletcher, and it is called Heart So Heavy. Here we go, folks. Check it out. nice. You know why I love that? Because I can see your stank face when you're playing it. I can see your face playing it. I could see your face and your hands. And my hands, I was speaking of Guitar Hero, I was doing Air Guitar Hero. I love
nice.
That. Oh, my God. Yeah,
right.
What I love about the blues, particularly this song, is that it's not really a chorus in the song. It's just a story that is sang and played, and you can make that guitar sing, man. Oh, God. Like I said, I can picture you playing it. I can picture you playing it. I'm sitting here saying, oh, he's making that face. Well, that was great.
Probably
oh, my
so.
God. Well, guys, that was Heart So Heavy by Kirk Fletcher, and it's out on his new album. You got to check it out, My Blues Pathway. Your website, which is Kirk Fletcher, Danny.com, you said?
Oh, KirkFletcherBand.com.
Oh, band. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you earlier. And, yeah, I know it's sorry. Late over there, you know, because I hear you're talking so quiet, and when a song comes on, I got the, you know, you're so loud and talking to you, you're so quiet. You got that really soft voice, so, but, oh, my God. Well, Kirk, thank you so much. I had so much fun with you. I wish I had more questions, but I got another guest coming up, and late where you are. I feel horrible that you're up so late, but I thank you more than you know for joining us. Well,
thank
I wish
you, so
you all the best with the new CD. Folks, it's coming out this Friday, the 25th. Check it out. Oh, I want to ask you, Cleopatra Records, is that the old label Cleopatra that's been around, or is this a new label?
Cleopatra's been around since the early 90s, so they've been around for a little bit.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, no, I wasn't sure if it was still around, but no, that's great. It's a great, great label. You know, I didn't know if they were still, you know, who looks at that anymore? You know, like nobody's got CDs,
right?
So who looks at that? You know, but or records, you know,
yeah.
So. Well, thank you so much. Go to bed. Get some sleep. I wish you all the best. I'm going to make sure folks know all about your CD, and hopefully we can get some interest in it, because it's fabulous. Everybody's got to hear this.
You've
got to hear
it,
guys. Oh, thank you so much, Kirk. Have a good night. You take care. It was a pleasure speaking with you. All the best. Thanks for the album. I love it. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
All right. Take care, honey. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, I could just picture his face playing that. And, I mean, just that. I mean, oh, God, I can't even tell you. But last night, we had a great time last night with, excuse me, what's his name? Oh, God, Johnny Ray. Oh, Jesus, I forgot Johnny Ray's last name. Oh, God. What the heck? What's his name? Johnny Ray Miller. Sorry about that, folks. Johnny Ray Miller was on last night, and he wrote this book called When We're Singing. And it was so apropos to have him on because Friday, the 25th, not only is Kirk's CD coming out, but on the 25th is actually the 50th anniversary of the Partridge Family. And they are going to do a Facebook Live anniversary celebration, and Shirley Jones is there, Danny Bonaducci, Brian Ponzo, I always want to call him Chris, I play the drums, and Jeremy, the other drummer, God, and there's a whole bunch of people there, and they're going to be doing a Facebook Live celebration, and you could see it at When We're Singing on Facebook. If you go there, I'm sure they'll accept you, befriend them, or whatever. And also on YouTube, they're doing it with, now I wrote that down a mile away from me, too. Hang on. It's also on YouTube, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, same time, Telegraph Hill Records. And the amazing thing about this, not only the guests and the book itself, is they are doing this the exact same date, same exact time, and actually fell on a Friday when the show aired on a Friday. It was always on Fridays. And they're doing it on the Friday. And 50 years later, and it falls on the exact Friday. So, and they're doing it the exact time that the show aired, same exact date, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm hoping to catch it myself. So, but our next guest, he's such a sweetheart. We've been talking for a while, and I've been telling him, come on, come on, you got to come on, you know. And so I'm dying to talk to him because I think we might have had a couple of phone calls. I'm not sure. Mostly texting, but I love him to death, and I love what he's doing, and I can't wait to share what he's doing with you guys, and hopefully you take some interest in that and check it out, because it's going to be a lot of fun, too. So as you know, everything, all entertainment of things that we would normally be doing is now being done online, and I can only imagine this event being held in Palm Springs, because not only is it beautiful there, and seeing all these fabulous people and having such a great time, it's going to be different. Put it that way, it's going to be different this year. So, I also want to mention to you guys, I keep forgetting to put it in my post for you guys, that I have some goodies here to give away to our callers, and I always forget that I have them there. And if you guys want to call in at any time, reach my hand in there. And depending on the night, who knows, one of our guests may be giving something away too. So like last night, we gave away an autographed copy of When We're Singing, the Partridge Family book. And, oh, another thing about the book is it's not only about the Partridge Family, the show, behind the scenes, about the cast. It really focuses more on the music side. And how Johnny was a big fan of the music itself, and you know, there was a lot more music that David Cassidy actually did than the show. So and he grueling tours he did. He got burnt out very young, physically with they wore him out. Jesus, they saw money and they wore him out. So, but, I'm excited to have Paul on. He's our next guest, and I hope you guys enjoyed Kirk's new music, Kirk Fletcher, from his new album, Path to Blues. Guys, I'm so sorry. I have to tell you, John is going to join us, John Arricchio, my co-host, he is going to join us on occasion. And I thought maybe he would have joined us tonight since he loves the music and the blues. I know he likes the blues, so I told him who was on tonight. I guess he got tied up. He's working on his new movies, and so he will be back on occasion. And I miss him already. But I hope you guys enjoyed Kirk's new song, Heart So Heavy, from his new CD, My Blues Pathway. I thought it was great. There's 10, 8 tracks now? 8 tracks. There's 10 tracks on it, and that was the one I picked. But right now you could also go and stream the song they released in July, No Place to Go, and you could stream that now until the CD comes out on the 25th. So, and oh my goodness. Oh, that's what I was leading up to. Since John isn't here, if you're a loyal listener, you know I never know if I'm coming or going anyway. So now I really don't know if I'm coming or going. I said, JoJo's going solo. Oh, my God. Can she handle it? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, geez. Well, I hope everybody's well. And the weather is changing. You know, it is going to get cooler. So things are going to change. Things are going to change when it gets cooler. So, and we're just waiting on Paul to give us a call. And I have to tell him every time I say the word Paul, something comes to mind, and it doesn't have to be him or any other Paul. Whenever I say the name, something comes to my mind. So, yeah, we're just waiting on Paul to give us a call, and we'll talk about what all this excitement that he's created. I believe he created it in 2018. It is called the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival, and they have comics come from all over the world to perform. So I think we may have Paul on the line now. Paul, is that you?
Yeah. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing good. Very, very crazy, but busy, but good. How are you?
I bet you are. You've got so much to do in so little time.
I know. We're trying to lock down all these major celebrities, and as you know, that's a task.
Yes, it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work to get people involved and excited and want to come out or do anything, too, in general.
Well,
I just want to say thank you so much. You know, I've been dying to talk to you. Do we have one conversation over the phone or a couple or just texting?
I think it was just text, actually, but I know you've been so busy with your show, and I've been so busy planning this and not knowing what with the uncertainty of the pandemic, not knowing if we were going to proceed, if we were going to cancel or what. It's been already rescheduled. You know, this is the third date, so.
Wow. Well, you were hoping to do it live, you know, in person instead of virtually. So, well, tell everybody, what is the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival? I don't want to give them the wrong information. It looks like a contest, but it looks like a well-known comedian. So tell everybody what exactly it is.
Well, the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival is actually a really different kind of comedy festival in the sense that we not only have stand-up comedians, who come every year and do their thing, but we also have a film portion. So we also screen films from all over the world that are in the genre of comedy. So they can be romantic comedies or just regular comedies or documentary comedies or sci-fi, whatever. And then we also have short films and TV pilots and web series and funny music videos and all kinds of stuff in the genre of film-related projects. But we also have, like you said, we also have comedians that come from all over the world who compete for a $1,000 cash prize plus their own TV TV comedy special. Yeah. And then we also, on top of that, we also have celebrity Q&A panels and industry panels, and then we also do a red carpet press covered awards dinner gala every year.
I saw your pictures of past events, and I'm like, oh man, that looks like such a great time. Oh my god, is it more than one day when you do it in person, or is it going?
Yeah, usually we. Yeah, usually we do the we kick it off with the awards gala, and that's just like a press covered awards gala where celebrities come and they have dinner and they get their awards and stuff like that. And then the next weekend is usually when the festival starts, and there's film screening all day every day for 2 or 3 days, and then there's celebrity Q&A panels going on in different rooms. There's other improv shows going on in other rooms. There's stand-up comedians competing in front of celebrity and industry judges going on all day, every day in a different room.
Wow. It's not an event. It's an extravaganza.
Yeah. We didn't – a lot of interviews I've done, people are like, oh, so did you start off small and like some bars and then grow? Like, because that's how a lot of festivals get started.
No, you went right for it.
And we're like, yeah, exactly. We're like, no, we started with a pretty big bang. So,
what made you want to do this, Paul? I mean, you are the mastermind behind it, the brain and the heart and soul behind it. What made you want to do this?
So, comedy has always kind of saved my life. Like, just dealing with my own, trials and tribulations in life and in my life and other things that have gone on. Yeah.
Right.
I've always used comedy as a way to kind of relieve the the drama or the sadness that has been that I have experienced in my own life. So comedy has always saved my life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever's
and so I've
going
always,
on, comedy's there. Yep.
Yeah. So I've always gravitated towards comedy in that way, and I've done a lot of other stuff in entertainment, but I think I had moved to Palm Springs. Well, I didn't move, but I bought a house in Palm Springs, and I still live in L.A., but I was going back and forth, and I was like, oh, there's so many film festivals here, but there's no comedy festival, you know? So I thought we should have a comedy festival. So I've been thinking about this for quite a few years, actually, before I even did it, like maybe 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
But then I was so busy with producing and other stuff that, you know, I didn't get around to it. And then after... I finished producing this film called Archaeology of a Woman with Oscar nominee and Golden Globe winning actress Sally Kirkland, which was a very serious film that got a lot of Oscar buzz and a lot of critical acclaim from the biggest film critics in the world. When that was wrapped, I was like, oh, I need a departure from drama. I need to do something fun. You know what I mean? Like funny.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Just to have peace of mind. So that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to start this comedy festival. So 3 years ago, I just started planning it out, and then in 2018, we had our first comedy festival.
Was the first one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not without its own drama.
No, I'm sure. First time, I mean, it's not going to go smooth.
Yeah.
I started it in
2018.
Kathy Griffin was at that one, right?
Yeah, Kathy Griffin was our Comedian of the Year. And so there was some drama surrounding that, and we got people picketing outside.
She got a bum deal. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
She got a bum deal. Well, that's bullshit. Pardon my French. I can't believe what happened to her. All the crap that comes out of his mouth, and she does not get out of here. Anyway,
we don't
do politics here. I can't believe that. She got ruined by these people. Not that she's ruined, but you know
right.
what I mean. You know what I mean.
Right.
Not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah, and the reason I picked her, though, for Comedian of the Year was not because of the political situation, but was because of just her history in comedy and...
she's hysterical. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's
She has longevity. She has a long career of stand-up and TV and reality shows and sold-out live shows and, I mean, movies and whatever. She's won Grammys, Emmys, and, like, so, I mean, so, you know, that was the reason why I chose her. And she kind of had a hell of a year. I decided to honor her, but then, you know, we did get a little bit of political backlash for it, which I wasn't expecting because at that time it had already been over a year since that.
Right, and you weren't even thinking
that. Like, I do believe in freedom of speech, and I think, you know, people need to lighten up when it comes to comedy because when somebody says something and does something in comedic form and they're known for being a comedian who pushes boundaries, then that's one thing. But if you're an actual real person and you're doing something, you know, that's unexpected and something comes out of your mouth and people are like, wait, what? Or you do something that's like, you're not known for doing comedy or something outlandish and people are like, wait, what? Then that's a problem. But I mean, I'm not condoning any one's form of comedy, but I mean, everybody has their own style of comedy, and you either like it or you don't like it. Some people don't like horror films. Some people don't like science fiction.
Right.
But, you know, you like what you like,
and you move on. You turn away. That's it.
You watch somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Is my girlfriend Judy going to be the nominee this year?
Yeah, she's getting our Lifetime Achievement Award in comedy, and you know she was the first female stand-up comedian to receive the Best Female Stand-Up Comedian Award at the American Comedy Awards by George Carlin. So she's had a hell of a career.
I love her. We're talking about Judy Tenuta, by the way, if no one knows. We actually had her on the show, and I love her. Her posts are phenomenal, too. She's so funny.
Yeah.
she makes me laugh.
She's funny. Yeah, she's hilarious. And she headlined for us. She headlined for us at our comedy festival the first year. She was one of the headliners that we had, and she killed it. She killed it. She was so funny, and I think people just are forgetting how funny she is. She's hilarious. I mean, she's just, you have to see her stand-up show. If somebody hasn't seen it, you have to go see her, because she will have you rolling on the floor, rolling on the floor. She's so funny.
I haven't seen her live in person myself. I used to see her do her shows on, oh, my God, way back on A&E. Remember when A&E used to do the stand-up shows? Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
That's when I remember Judy, and then, of course, you know, her other things as well that she's done. But she's working on some stuff right now as well, right? Isn't she working on a pilot or something right now, or
well,
a show that you guys are doing?
We were in the middle of shooting a pilot for her, actually, and then the pandemic happened. So I just thought she impressed me so much from her stand-up, you know, that she did at the festival, that I was like, man, I really want to do something for her. And we were, as you know, I have a producing background. So I was already going to produce a special, comedy special for the winner of the comedy of the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival. So the person who won that was going to get a TV special. And the guy who won is Ronaldo Evans from Florida. And he's amazing. He's going to be a big, big star. So we did his comedy special, and I was going to shoot something for – I wanted to shoot another one for Judy, but she was like, oh, I want to do something different. And I was like, okay, well, let's think about it, and we'll reconvene at another time. And
Right.
You know,
wow.
And then I had this idea to do a reality show with her based on on an idea. So she loved it, and so we started shooting it, and then the pandemic happened. So we're like kind of stuck. We're like in the middle of it, and then as soon as we can, we're going to resume shooting, and then we'll try to sell it to a network.
You got to do what Elaine Boozler does and goes over her house, and you know, they talk to each other on the porch.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it's kind of a little complicated because we're dealing with people who are not in the entertainment industry in her show, and they're coming from different areas, and there's kind of large groups of people involved at times,
so it's a little
hard to get around the premise without you know what I mean, so I don't know, but we'll see, we'll figure it out.
Oh, hopefully soon, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to look at, out of all the people that you've had at the festival, the up and comers, who are short film, series, or even comedian has gone on to bigger and better things, or that we would know, or the pandemic hit and that's what happened again?
Yeah, well, actually, there's quite a few people who have. I mean, it's only been a year and a half, right? So I mean, they haven't blown up overnight, but a lot of our people have gone on to be on some of the late night shows featured in comedy. Some of them have been on America's Got Talent or NBC's new show, Bring the Funny. You know, some have done David Spade's show on Comedy Central. So there's a lot. I mean, we get a lot of really talented people.
Right.
And this year we have even more people. I mean, we have people who are competing, who have been, you know, on a lot of late night shows already or whatever. So,
right.
There is a good amount of exposure that somebody can get from winning the festival. And then not to mention they get, you know, $1,000 on their own comedy special, pandemic situation pending. But, we have a lot of great comics involved as well, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, I'm sure. And who are the judges, Paul?
Well, we have actually a lot of judges, and I haven't really released an official press release yet on that, but Ann Ramsey, who's from Mad About You on NBC, is one of our judges. Jay Rodriguez from Queer Eye of the Straight Guys, one of our judges, and he's done a lot of comedy. He was actually on Lily Tomlin's show with Reba McEntire, Malibu Country. I don't know if you remember that show.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, so he's done some comedy as well.
He was funny on Queer Eye.
yeah. We also have Alan Zweibel coming in from SNL, who was one of the main writers on SNL for the first couple of seasons when it was, you know, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, Gil Radner, Laura Newman, all those people.
Yeah,
so, and then we also have a lot of industry executives that are judging. I don't know if I could say what networks, but they're major networks. They're one of the top. They're all from the top four networks in the business. we have a lot of we have some celebrity judges and we have some industry executive judges, and we're releasing names of new people soon. But yeah, it's even bigger this year. So there's a lot of people
with it being virtual this year. I guess you've received. Does it seem like you received a lot more entries this year because they submitted online? No, I guess they submitted via before, right? They had to submit beforehand.
We were still accepting submissions. So submissions opened like a little over a year ago, because we were initially going to have it in May. So we had already received a lot of submissions, but then when we extended it to September, we kept the submissions open. So then when we found out, you know, when we realized, oh, this is not going to happen in September, it's, you know, can't have large group gatherings of people in September either. So
yeah.
we decided to push it to October. I mean, virtually, you know what I mean? So then, so then we did keep the stand-up submissions open just to see if we can find some other people that were, you know, who might have been overlooked or whatever. But I mean, yeah, we get a ton of submissions.
Is it closed now, Paul?
It's closed now. Yeah, it's closed now. All the film submissions and stand-up commissions are closed, but we received a ton of submissions from a lot of really talented people. So, in our film section, our film portion has tons of celebrities in our films as well. So,
now I know it's got to be exciting to be putting this all together, but since it's online.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a different type of excitement, right? I mean, it's not the oh god, and Palm Springs gonna be gorgeous, but like, how is the feel behind this compared to when you're doing it live in person at the actual location?
Well, people participating in it, like the stand-ups and the filmmakers and people like that, and celebrities are all excited about it. For me, it's been very stressful because.
Right.
I'm not used to producing online shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's very stressful for me because I'm like, here I was set to do what we did before, and now I'm like, oh, it's just like as if we were doing any other show on TV, you know, talk show or reality show or scripted show. Like, you know, I was in the same position as those people and trying to figure out, wow, what do we do? How are we going to get around this? You know what I mean? So we had to make all these adjustments and try to figure it out. And like, how are we going to do the celebrity Q&A panels and industry panels? And how are we going to have the comedians perform? And like, you know, how are we going to do the festival? And, you know, how are we going to stream the films? And what, you know, what are we going to do? And how are we going to get the celebrities to accept their awards? And like, what platforms are we going to use for this? And like, you know, it was just, you know, it was a very new kind of stress.
Right. Now, is this going to be live? Is it live, Paul, or is it?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's going to be live. So it's crazy.
Oh my God. And when is it, the actual date that it's on?
The actual date is October 11th through October 18th. And people can go to the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival website, which is psicf.org. That's psicf.org, which stands for Palm Springs International Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And they can go there and they can buy tickets. And then when they get their information, they'll go back to the website and they'll be able to stream all the films there and watch it at their leisure. They'll be able to watch all the comedy competition shows. They'll be able to vote for their favorite comedian. They'll be able to see all the celebrities except their gala awards online. They'll be able to watch all the film Q&A panels and the celebrity industry panels, and they'll be able to buy really, we have really cool, funny merchandise. They'll be able to buy that. And you know, a lot of this is part of the proceeds go to pandemic relief charities. So hopefully we can raise some good money for pandemic relief charities. Cause you know, everybody has suffered, you know.
Exactly. And what is this new, I saw on Facebook, are you doing is it just in regard to the festival you're doing this? I see now you're doing Facebook Live with the guests, which is great, and I loved it.
Yeah, we just decided to try to introduce some of the people that are involved in the festival, you know, to the public. And so we were doing these taped show interviews so people can see – you know, put a face to the person who's involved in the festival. And some of them are celebrities, and some of them are really major comedy club bookers. Some of them are, you know, handle really big, major comedians, you know, who are super talented, you know. And some of them are bookers in Vegas or Chicago or at Laugh Factory or whatever, or New York, or, you know, some of them are just industry people. So we're just trying to create a way for people to find out who these people are and put a face to the name and, you know, and kind of get some insight as to who these people are and, and create, you know, some awareness for the festival
and,
as well.
And where can folks watch that? I watched one. I didn't get to see another one, but I did watch one and I really enjoyed it. And I actually forgot who was on because it's been a while. You've done a few now, right? You've done a few of them now, right?
We've done a few. We try to do at least one a week, and they can go to the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival YouTube channel, or they can go to YouTube, to the Palm Springs Comedy Festival Presents YouTube page. Facebook page, or they can, if they're following us on Twitter or Instagram, they'll get announcements, or they can go to our website and you know, find out information about it. But we'll also be releasing those interviews during the festival as additional content for people who have not seen it, to kind of familiarize themselves with the people that are involved in the festival. And, you know, they're just fun interviews to watch. Some of them are celebrities and really funny stories of people who have been involved in the comedy business for a while.
Right. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I really did. But, oh, my goodness. Well, time just flies when you're having fun, right? Oh, my goodness. But I'm telling you, I'm disappointed because I wanted to come out to check it out myself.
I know.
Now everything's online. It's, you know, the new way of life, unfortunately. But, hey, if you can pull this off, you can pull anything off. At first, you pulled it off originally and said, if I could do this, I could do anything. And now if you do this, you could do anything. I mean, come on, you've covered both bases here. You've done it at venue live, and now you're going to do it live online. So there's nothing you can't do after that, Paul. Come on.
It's crazy, yeah. I mean,
are you also working on other projects while you're doing this, or no, you're just dedicating yourself to this?
I had shot four projects before the pandemic. So fortunately, through that time, it's kept me busy with post-production and stuff like that. So we shot a comedy special for, like I said, for Ronaldo Evans, who won the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival stand-up category. So we shot a one-hour special for him. We shot a half-hour special for Tony Tripoli. I don't know if you know him, but
that sounds familiar.
Well, he was the executive producer of East Fashion Police with Joan Rivers, and he wrote a lot of the jokes on the show and executive produced it, and he's also opened for Joan Rivers for many, many years, was on Joan and Melissa, the reality show. He was also in bed with Joan, that podcast, web series, and then he was also on Life on the D-List with Kathy Griffin. So I produced his show. I also produced a show that Margaret Cho directed for Selene Luna, who's our Diversity Award winner recipient this year. And so we did a stand-up special for her. And then I also have a comedy cooking show called Something Smells Funny with producer Tim Watson. And That's coming out.
How are you doing that? You are cool. I didn't know if you were going to do that. I didn't know you guys were going to do that. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're working on that. And so, yeah, I mean, we have a lot of things that are kind of that I've been working on that are kind of coming out soon. So hopefully that will all drop, you know, by the end of the year, and people can watch all that stuff. And
that's great. Well, folks, if you want to have a good time, check it out on October 11th through the 18th. Oh, my God. How many hours is each show?
Well, each show's about an hour. Each panel is about an hour. And the celebrity acceptance speeches, you know, those are going to vary in time depending on how long they want to talk and stuff like that. But each show's about an hour, and we have a lot of cool things going on. So it's spread out throughout the week. We have a lot of something for everybody. Literally, we have shows for everybody. Literally, so if they want to go to the website, the schedule will be up probably later tonight, and then they can check it out. And we'll be adding stuff to the schedule on a daily basis. We got a lot of stuff.
Excellent. Well, I'm hoping I can check it out. I'm definitely interested. At least if I could, if you buy tickets, do you get to see from the 11th to the 18th, or is it per day?
Yeah. So people can buy day passes, which are $10. We were trying to make it really affordable so they can watch the whole day for $10, or they can buy other passes, which will allow them to watch the entire week. Or they can buy like a VIP pass, which will allow them to watch the whole week and then go back and watch anything they've missed, that's been recorded at their leisure at any time for another week. So if they've missed something that they really wanted to see because they had to work or they had to do something, they can go back and watch it later.
Well, then I'm definitely in, because then I'll be able to do that. I won't be able to sit there. I'll have to go to my leisure, so I'll have to buy the 4-day pass.
Oh, you mean the week pass?
Yeah, I'll have to buy the full pass, I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm excited. It sounds like a lot of fun. I want to see how you pull it off, too. Oh, my God.
We have some great people too doing some stand-up stuff. Like, I mean, it's just incredible. Like, some of the people that we have are just amazing, and a lot of them are really well known. So, I mean, people will be surprised when they check the roster and they start seeing the announcements that are coming out in the next couple of days. They'll be like, oh my gosh, these are really well known people.
And when can people start buying tickets, and when is there a cutoff for the tickets?
We'll be selling tickets. The first day of the festival, which is Sunday, October 11th, that's a free day. So anybody can tune in and watch and kind of get a feel for it and stuff like that. We'll have a lot of stuff going on that first Sunday. And then Monday through Saturday, which is October 12th through the 17th, those days will all be paid days, and except for the celebrity acceptance awards. Those people will be able to see those for free, but all the other content will be paid. And and then the last day of the festival, which is another Sunday, October 18th, that's also going to be free. And those are going to, that's the day we're going to announce all the winners and stuff like. People can go to the website PSICF.org and start buying tickets now. And the schedule should be up today at some point. And if not, if you want to wait, you can check back. But there's going to be a ton of stuff. It's a little overwhelming, actually. We just kept adding and adding and adding stuff.
How do you remain calm? You sound so calm, and you got all this going on. How do you remain so calm, Paul?
Well, I've been a producer in Hollywood for a while, so you learn to remain calm under extreme pressure. You know what I mean? So it's either you crumble.
This is different.
Yeah, it's different, but it's always something, because in any production, like, things go wrong constantly, or you have, you know, celebrities who have issues with their schedule, or they can't make it, or we need to replace somebody, or something happens with the production, or whatever. I mean, you name it, it could be a variety of reasons. But if I don't remain calm as the producer, then everybody else in the team will not remain calm as well. So I'm pretty used to dealing with a lot of different issues and trying to remain calm. And just like, you know, I mean, there might be a little hiccup, a few hiccups here and there in the production. I don't know. I mean, this is the first time we're doing it, so we're going to do our best. But we've got a great show and something for everybody. And like I said, we're trying to raise money for the pandemic, so hopefully we'll get some support.
It sounds like a fabulous event, a fabulous show. And, guys, you really got to check it out. Go to PSICF.org to check out the lineup, what's going on, to purchase your tickets. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it sounds it, that's for sure. And I'm definitely checking it out. So, oh, my God. Thank you so much for joining me. It's so nice to finally talk. And, once in a while, when I go through my messages, I say, oh, there's Paul. Let me say hi, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as the messages come in, you wind up falling to the bottom. And if I don't scroll down, I miss all these messages and I forget to go back.
No, I know. I know how it is. It's crazy. But it's nice to finally catch up with you because I know you are super busy all the time. And I've been crazy busy with all my projects. Yeah. And that's just show business. Like, everybody's busy doing their thing and you kind of catch up with them when you can.
Right. That's true. But, oh my God, thank you so much. And taking time out of your busy schedule with everything you have going on and spending time with me. And again, it's just a pleasure to finally actually speak, and I'm so glad we did. And I'm going to get this word out for you guys, and I'll put it in the newspaper for next week. It'll be in the publication over here on the East Coast, and hopefully we can pique some interest there too. We'll hit you with a double whammy.
Yeah, we got some great talent from the East Coast, so it's going to be great. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Well, Paul, thank you. Take it easy. Take it slow. Don't kill yourself with this.
I know. I got to go back to work right now.
and all the best and good luck. I know it's going to be fine and everything's going to go well, and I cannot wait to see it. And I thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, Joanne. You have a great day.
All right, honey. Take care. Good luck, okay?
Thanks.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, that was fun. Paul and I, like I was saying, it's so funny. I get messages like crazy. You wouldn't believe the messages I get. And people wanting to be on the show. Some people sending me all kinds of crap, which I don't have time for. Sorry. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then the people that I really need to talk to get pushed down to the bottom. And I never get back to them. And it's like, I can't stand that. So when I'm scrolling and I come up to Paul, I'm like, oh, hi, how are you? And it's so funny that, pardon me, to finally get to speak to him. And he sounds exactly like I expected he would, because our conversations are pretty much the way we just talk now. So it was nice to finally hear his voice, too. But. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our guest, Kirk Fletcher. Check out his new CD, My Blues Pathway. It comes out on September 25th. You can get it on CleopatraRecords.com, most likely anywhere online, Amazon. And you can also go to Kirk's website, KirkFletcherBand.com. And I hope you enjoyed his song tonight. And thank you to Paul Cruz from the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival. Oh, my God, he's a man of all trades, though, other than that. I mean, producer, movie producer, you name it. And he put this all together in 2018 with the first one. And it's sort of Oscar-esque, but it's in Palm Springs. And it just looks beautiful. It's like just a wonderful affair. And for them to have to do it virtually, that really, you know, they were riding high with the gorgeous, I meant to ask him if, oh, Paul, I'm sorry. I'm going to hit you up later. I meant to ask him if he had anything to do with Palm Springs has a Walk of Fame now. I don't know how long that's been there, but I meant to ask if he had anything to do with that. I'm sure he did. But anyway, yeah, the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival, it's going to be in October. Normally it's in the beautiful Palm Springs, California, and it just looks absolutely gorgeous and just like an affair to remember, to be honest, based on the pictures I've seen and all the amazing people that are there. And these people are major celebrities. They're major comedians that you've known and seen. And then they also have people submit to do stand-up, to submit pilots, short films, but it's all comedy related. So anyway, you should check it out. Tickets are only $10 per day. The money goes to help the pandemic relief. And then the people who win the stand-up and I believe the other events as well. No, I think it might just be the comedian. $1,000 prize, and then they do a pilot for them. So how cool is that? And so that's really nice. And it's PSICF.org. Stands for Palm Springs International Comedy Festival. I thank everybody so much. I had fun. It was a nice conversation. And, sorry, guys. On the 27th, we've got G.T. Spooner coming on. We're going to play a new song for him. He's a songwriter, singer-songwriter. And Allison Arngrim, Nelly from Little House on the Prairie is going to join us again. And then on the 30th, we've got our buddy, our favorite psychic, Artie Hoffman. We're going to have an Artie party with him. So, but thank you so much. Have a great weekend, everybody. And to end the night, I'm actually going to play the song Weekend. So when we get there, it's only Wednesday, but have a great weekend. Night, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.